If you're a history buff or if you just like books and Jamaican culture, the National Library of Jamaica on Sunday, September 21 at 2 p.m. is the place to be. Come join renowned Jamaican author Olive Senior for another in the National Library of Jamaica's distinguished lecture series. We'll tell you more on today's arts page. Thanks for your company.
1, 2, 3, 4, colon man a come. 1, 2, 3, 4, colon man a come. 1, 2, 3, 4, colon man a come. Beat his brass in a licking belly, pum, pum, pum. Ask him what.
It's a song from the 1890s when Colon, which is the city in Panama on the Caribbean coast, it's where people landed because, of course, people went by ship. And from that time to this, there is this image of the Colon man, the stereotype man who is dressed up, draped with gold, in his fancy suit, etc. And it's an image, it's a stereotype image which persists up to now of the traveler who goes away and returns and is showing off.
Jamaican author Olive Senior explaining the history behind the folk song Colon Man, which in true Jamaican fashion pokes fun at the haughty returning resident. The song also brings to mind those Jamaican men who, like many of their West Indian counterparts, went to work on the Panama Canal.
But I'm going to argue in my presentation, as I do in my book, that these people who went made a much greater contribution to building up the society than is revealed in that song and in that stereotype.
Olive Senior on the reasoning behind her upcoming lecture titled Colon Man and the Panama Experience. She'll present it this Sunday at the Institute of Jamaica Lecture Theatre, 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston, starting at 2 p.m. It's part of the Distinguished Lecture Series of the National Library of Jamaica and is being hosted in association with the IOJ and the University of the West Indies, MONA, Western Jamaica Campus. The lecture coincides with the centenary of the opening of the Panama Canal. At the event, you'll also get a chance to hear about Miss Senior's newest book, Dying to Better Themselves, West Indians and the Building of the Panama Canal. She'll be available to autograph the book, which will be sold at the event. The author journeyed to Panama to do research for her latest work and uncovered a rich history, albeit not well known.
Jamaica's connection with Panama goes back for hundreds of years, partly because of geography and where Jamaica is located in relation to Colon, Panama, the Central American coast. And in the days of sail, Jamaicans were going back and forth, and in fact settled along those coasts as well.
Western Jamaica will also get a chance to hear about the Colon Man and the Panama Experience. UWI MONA Western Jamaica Campus will host the Western leg of the lecture on Wednesday, October 1 at 5:30 p.m.
I like to think that a lot of the people in my audience will have some connections with Panama. You know, as I say, maybe if you looked in your own family, you'll hear of some ancestor who went. And so I'm really looking forward. There's nothing like talking to people at home and sharing in an experience that, as I say, a lot of people had contact with people who had gone to Panama. And I'm very honored that, you know, the library and the university asked me to make this presentation.
Renowned Jamaican author Olive Senior. So come on out to the Institute of Jamaica Lecture Theatre, 10 to 16 East Street, Kingston, this Sunday at 2 p.m. and hear Olive Senior share the contributions of Jamaican and West Indian workers who participated in the building of the Panama Canal. That's it for this edition of The Arts Page. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
Protect yourself from mosquito bites. Use a mosquito repellent that contains DEET. Sleep under a mosquito net, close windows before dark, open windows and doors during fogging, cover your body as much as possible, and wear light-colored clothing. Protect yourself from mosquito-borne diseases. Do your part to prevent mosquito breeding in your surroundings. A message from the Ministry of Health.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.